Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now exactly 9:15. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Baum. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us in studio we have is Marana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this morning, Marana?
Alhamdulillah, Marana. You see that the storm has passed, so shukr.
Alhamdulillah, we make dua for the people in KZN. May Allah keep them protected. And may Allah save us all from every form of calamity.
Definitely. Well, we were discussing in the last 2 weeks, we started with a new series, the reactions, interactions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the different types of people, with how he reacted, how he interacted with his wife, with his kids, with the in-laws, son-in-laws, the rich, the poor, non-Muslims, sinners, the pious class, students, etc. But before we did that, we mentioned that the salient characteristics in the behavior of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah mentions in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَارِ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that the best example you want of any person to follow is that in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the example for humanity. Allah mentions in the Quran also, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, that whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brings to you, then grab hold on to it, and whatever he tells you to stay away from, stay away from it. We were discussing the aspects of his life as a leader, father, aspects of his life as a political activist, commander. But before that, the original objective is that we're going to discuss about how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interacted with different people. But before we do that, we're going to discuss the aspects of his character, of the shamail of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for this, we're discussing this so that people, when we come to the topic of the interaction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the various types of people, we can appreciate the actions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in these different ways, Marana.
Inshallah. Yes, it's correct, Marana. We continue today, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And today, and maybe for the next few weeks, we will be discussing various aspects of emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example. Any person who contemplates and reflects Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life would find that it includes every aspect of etiquette, every aspect of good manners that are considered decent by all righteous and noble people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an example in good manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you are of a great moral character. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving testimony of the high moral character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what more can be said? Allah says, and indeed you are of a great moral character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's manners were based on the Quran. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pleased by whatever the Quran stated was good, and he was angered by whatever the Quran states or stated was evil. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst being angered at whatever the Quran regarded as wrong and evil, subhanallah, he neither was harsh nor loud. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not yell in the marketplaces. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to forgive and not reply to a transgression with a similar transgression. These are some of the good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And indeed, we as the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are required to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy, kindness and guidance provide us the capacity and the ability to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all these good manners that we are going to be expressing or explaining of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, together with the general ummah, it is also required that every leader, whether you're a leader of your home, whether you're a leader of an organization, whether you are a leader of an institution, or anyone who embarks on the path of reformation, or on the path of giving da'wah, or on a path of scholarship, or providing guidance towards good, enjoining good and forbidding evil, is required to follow these sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved with people. So we find that in spite of him being pleased with whatever the Quran stated was good, and he was angered by whatever the Quran stated was evil, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither harsh nor loud. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never yelled in the marketplaces. The marketplaces that we are talking of is in those times. Today the marketplaces could also be regarded as the social media, the electronic media, and every other form of media. The approach that Rasulullah used, he used to forgive and not reply to a transgression with a similar transgression. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I have seen nobody with better manners than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I'm going to just mention a sum of the statements of those that were with him with regards to the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu, no, Safiya was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one that served Rasulullah, says, I served the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 9 years. During these 9 years, he never asked as to why I did this or why did I not do that. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the best behavior and the best manners of all. And he goes on to explain that one day he sent me somewhere on some business or some errands. And I said to myself, I won't go now. In other words, I'll go a little bit later. Although I did eventually intend to go to wherever he commanded me. And I went to the market on my way and I passed by some children playing. Now Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a young boy at this time. And as he went into the streets, he found some children playing. And he joined them in the play. He says, suddenly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared from behind me. And he held me by the neck. I looked behind and he was smiling at me. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Anas, did you go where I told you to go? And I said, I will go, O Prophet of Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also an example of tolerance. Besides having this beautiful manners, he was also a human of embodiment of tolerance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, and this is a very beautiful ayah of the Quran Kareem. The Arabic eloquence of this ayah is that whilst giving an instruction, it also praises Rasulullah. This is the eloquence of the Quran, that in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in it there is also an instruction. And the ayah is, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِمْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Yeah, in this ayah Allah says, O Muhammad, O Prophet, it is through mercy from Allah that you are gentle to them. It is the mercy of Allah that instilled in you with which you are gentle to the people. Had you been rough, had you been hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. So pardon them, seek forgiveness for them, consult them in the matters, and once you have taken a decision, place your trust in Allah. Surely Allah loves those who place their trust in Him. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was wearing a Najrani robe that had rough sides on it. A Bedouin came up and came upon him and pulled him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his robe very roughly. And I looked at the side of the Prophet's neck, and the side of the robe had left a mark from the strong pull. He then said, O Muhammad, give some of Allah's money that you have. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him smiled at him and ordered that he be given some. This again is an example of the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Bedouin was rough to Rasulullah. He pulled the robe. He left a scar, a mark on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah smiled and obliged by the request, in spite of the roughness that the request was made. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a man of great tolerance. So we spoke of the good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also spoke about the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah this is just an introduction. As we go along discussing how he interacted with various people, we will come to know more of the good manners and the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another example.
Chimwana, definitely, you know, the good manners, the embodiment of tolerance. We see in today's time, especially if people are acting in these ways towards us, what is our reaction? Example, we mentioned about the tolerance. Someone acts rough to us, we say we must act rough back to him. You know, they say eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone acted roughly towards him. He acted totally opposite towards that
absolutely,
person.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we learned the hadith of, I think it was Hazrat Suhaib Rumi or one of them, when they said that, when they asked one of the rabbis, that how do I acknowledge who the prophet, the true prophet is, and gave some signs. And in that sign, he mentions that when you are rough to him, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes closer to you. And this was the test that they put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through. And definitely, he came out with flying colors.
Absolutely, absolutely, Vana. Another example of the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should emulate and try to emulate was his example in shyness. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more shy than a veiled virgin girl. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely shy. In other words, the modesty, the bashfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how a shy girl that is in veil, how she is shy, in other words, not rude, always, you know, respectful, showing the respect and honor of people around them, and also at the same time protecting his own honor, his own bashfulness, his own humility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an example of kindness and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one night the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed and continued to recite the verse, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ. If you should punish them, indeed they are your servants. But if you forgive them, indeed it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. And Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued reciting these verses in his salah until the morning. I asked him about this. Abu Dharr says that subsequent to that, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this practice of his. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, I asked my Lord to permit me to intercede for my nation. I asked my Allah to grant me permission to intercede for my nation. He, the Exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, granted me my wish. By Allah's will, I will intercede for whoever takes no partners with Allah. Subhanallah. Look at this. The kindness and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards us. Malik ibn Huwairith radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that we came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were all young men of nearly equal ages. We stayed with him for 20 nights. And as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely kind and tender-hearted, he therefore thought that we were eager to return to our families. We were young, We came and we stayed with Rasulullah for 20 days. And it was the kindness and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kind and tender heartedness of his, that brought about the thought in his mind that possible that these young men may be missing their home. Therefore, he thought that we were eager to return to our family. So what did Rasulullah do? He asked us about the members of the family that we had left behind. And when we informed him about all our members of our family, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go back to your family, stay with them, and teach them, and exhort them to good. And when the time for the prayer comes, one among you should announce the call for prayer, and then the oldest among you should lead the prayer." This was again the kind-heartedness of Rasulullah, seeing this young man around him that stayed with him for 20 days. He thought that they might be missing their home now. They might be homesick. He began asking them about their families, and then he encouraged them to return to his family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an amazing example in maintaining an appreciation of past relationships. This is all part of the kind-heartedness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, "I did not feel jealous of any of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as I did of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, though I did not see her." She says, although she did not see Khadija, she felt extremely jealous of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet, and the reason is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention her very often. And whenever he slaughtered a sheep, he would cut its parts and send them to the women friends of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Here, a wife that had already passed on. And she continues to say that sometimes I used to say to him, as if there is no woman on earth except Khadija, he would say, "Khadija was such and such." He began praising Khadija. When I became jealous, says Aisha, I sometimes said to him, that, "Is there no other woman besides Khadija?" Subhanallah, look at the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of putting Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha down, instead of being angry with her, what did he do? He began praising Khadija, subhanallah, and he kept on saying, "Khadija was such, Khadija was such," saying words of praise about her, "and from her I had children." In other words, he said to Aisha, "Remember, my children were from Khadija." In other words, he, even in her absence, even after she had passed on, he continued praising her. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, what a beautiful example of kind-heartedness, of maintaining relationships, even of those that are no more in his presence. There is great lessons for us in this. How often don't we maintain family ties, even with those that are close with us, and those that are even in our precincts all the time. These are some of the beautiful examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which inshallah we will expand quite a bit. As I said, this is just an introduction with regards to some of the beautiful examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an example of humbleness, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, "Wakhfid janahaka limani tabi'aka min al-mu'minin," and lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers. This is an ayah, ayah number 215 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara. "And be kind with humbleness to the believers who followed you." This is an instruction that Allah gives to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be kind with humbleness to the believers who followed you, meaning be kind to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be humble, to be gentle, to be kind to the poor and the rich believers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so humble that he used to greet children when passing by them. As humble as he was, a young girl servant would take him by the hand and go wherever she pleased to ask her questions. in spite of the busy schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a young servant girl comes to Rasulullah and asks some privacy, and Rasulullah used to walk with her so that she could ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whatever she required to ask. Today, unfortunately, we don't even have time for our own families. Here is Rasulullah, the humility of Rasulullah, in spite of the great task that he had ahead of him, the task of transformation of a nation, yet he had time in his humility to give time to everyone that were around him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his humility, he would mend his own sandals with his own hands. He used to patch his clothes with his own hands. He used to milk his lamb himself. He used to sit and socialize with poor people. He used to walk with the orphans. He used to walk with the widows. He used to accept the invitation of whoever invited him. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would visit the ill. He used to attend to the funerals. And he used to accept the invitations of even the servants. Subhanallah. These are some of the examples of the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Shimana, in today's time we see when discussing about the humility that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned about the little girl, servant girl who came and took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to one side. Today we go to our offices, we see you by appointment only.
Yes.
Also with the humility we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to patch his own clothes. He used to mend his own shoes. Today we have all different types, and yet when it comes to little work at home also we say no, that's the woman folks job if we are men. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do all this. That is emulating the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Absolutely, Marana. You know, one can continue and there's no end to these beautiful examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we should be emulating. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with his humility, together with his kind-heartedness, together with his soft nature, he was amazingly an example in bravery.
100%.
Ali ibn Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, during the battle of Badr, we used to seek refuge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When times were tough, we used to seek refuge in him. He was the toughest among us. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to bravely approach the rows of the enemies and would be the closest among us to the enemy. Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, by Allah, when things became difficult during battle, we used to seek refuge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The bravest among us were those who used to keep up with him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best of people, the most generous among them, and he was the bravest of men. One night, to give an example of his bravery, one night the people of Medina felt disturbed. And they felt disturbed because of a loud noise that came from a particular area. And the people set forth in the direction of the sound when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam met them on his way back. Subhanallah. There was a loud noise in one area of Medina. And the people set out towards that place. But when they were going there, they found that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already been there. He was the first to go there. And he met them on his return from that place. They met him on his way back. And he had gone towards that sound long ahead of them. He was on the horse of Abu Talha, which had no saddle over it. Meaning, the narrator is mentioning the speed with which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went there. He did not even put a saddle on the horse. He just rode the horse so that he may be the first to go there and see that the citizens of Medina are safe. He was on the horse of Abu Talha, which had no saddle over it. And a sword was slung round his neck. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the people as they were coming, and they met him on his way back from that sound, and he said to them, there is nothing for you to be afraid of. There is nothing for you to be afraid of. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we found it, this horse, like a torrent of water. Whereas the horse had been slow before that time. This was another miracle on this occasion. This was a very slow horse. But because of the urgency with which Rasulullah wanted to reach the place, the horse became extremely fast. And subsequent to that, the horse was regarded as among the fastest of horses of Medina. This was one of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's miracles. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam rode a horse that was known to be slow, but then it became very fast. And now this year, example of his generosity, rather of his bravery, that he preceded the entire citizens and the population of Medina to be first to ensure the protection of the people that were under his care. Subhanallah. Whilst he was soft-hearted, whilst he was humble, he was also an example of amazing bravery. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. You know, these are at every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at the Shama'il, subhanallah, how generous was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an example that we also ought to emulate. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of people. And he was most generous during Ramadan, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would meet him every night to study the Quran with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was more generous than a wind that was blowing. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was never asked for something and he said no. He never said no. In fact, there is a beautiful poem that the only time Rasulullah used the word la was in the kalima, la ilaha illallah. That's the only time Rasulullah said no. In other words, whenever he was asked for something, he always gave. If he did not have, he actually at least spoke to those people in kind words. That was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave him a flock of sheep filling a valley between two mountains. Subhanallah. A person just asked for something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him a flock of sheep that filled a valley between two mountains. The man returned to his people saying, O people, embrace Islam. O people, embrace Islam. By Allah, Muhammad gives like one who fears no poverty. In other words, his generosity was of such high level that he feared no poverty. He never feared that if I give, I will become poor tomorrow, I will not have tomorrow. That was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was an example also in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together with all these characteristics that we have just made mention of, another area where we ought to be emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was an example in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jemaana, with the fear we mentioned about the bravery and the generosity, you must understand that the bravery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during, even it was at this time when people like Ali radiallahu anhu, who was known for his bravery, people like Umar radiallahu anhu, who was known for his bravery, they were also around at this time, but yet we see that in the forefront was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming to the generosity, we see how many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he had, he gave, and whatever if he didn't have, he always got from someone and gave it. To such an extent that certain Jews used to come to him and they used to take, and they knew that when the time was there, that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, he used to take from them to give it. And then when it was time for them, for him to repay the debt, then he used to come and he used to also make mischief, showing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was asked, he always gave. And in one hadith it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repaid the debt of everyone except that of Abu Bakr. And he mentions that Allah will repay him back on the day of Qiyamah.
Yeah. Again, Maulana, when we are discussing this, let us keep it in mind that this discussion is not for the purposes of information.
100%.
The discussion that we are having here is so that we may start emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we have said previously, that today we find that there is this tremendous vacuum in the akhlaq and the character of believers. And this is one of the reasons that we are facing the difficulties that we are facing. There are two aspects of the nubuwwah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one is iman and the other is akhlaq. Iman is the foundation, akhlaq and character is the roof and the finishing touches of that building that Rasulullah had built, the building of Islam. Whilst iman and the actions and the salah, zakah, hajj, fasting, these are the foundational pillars of that building. But the walls and the roof and the beauty and the adornment of this building of Islam is the character. And that is the reason why we are discussing the characters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So each one of us, instead of just having this as an information, let us every day or every week, whenever we discuss any aspects of the seerah, of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's make an effort to at least try and emulate some aspects of the seerah and the character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to our discussion, the example in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mutarrif radiallahu ta'ala anhu says on the authority of his father, and he says that I saw the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray once, and from his chest came a sound like the grinding stone due to his crying. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Abu Bakr, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, says, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, your hair has turned grey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, what made my hair turn grey are the chapters of the Quran Kareem, Surah Hud, Surah Waqi'ah, Surah Mursalat, Surah Naba, and Surah Takwir. These are the surahs that talk about Akhirah, that talk about the concept of accountability and everything with regards to Akhirah. These were the surah that turned the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grey. This again is an example of the fear that Rasulullah had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an example in being an ascetic and abandoning worldly gains. One day, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find him lying on a simple mat which had left its marks on his body. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to cry, and he cried and he sobbed. Rasulullah said, why are you crying, O Umar? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I thought of Caesar and the kings of Persia and Rome, sitting on thrones of gold, wearing silk, and you, the messenger of Allah, yet you are sitting on the simple mattress. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, are you not satisfied that they have this world and we have the Akhirah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged his Sahaba not to be attached to the world, but rather be attached to the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj while sitting on a worn out saddle cloth and wearing a garment that was not worth even 4 dirhams. This was the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an example of being steadfast and certain of Allah's promise. Somebody asked Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did you ever flee deserting the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battle of Hunain? During the battle of Hunain, the time was a bit tough. So someone asked Barra ibn Azib, did you flee deserting the messenger during the battle of Hunain? And Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, but the messenger of Allah did not flee. the people of the tribe of Hawazin were good archers. When we met them, we attacked them, and they fled. I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his white mule, and Abu Sufyan ibn Harith was holding its reins, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, I am the Prophet of Truth, I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. He was an example in being patient with people and even forgiving wrongdoers.
Definitely, Maana, we see that these were the perfect examples of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even when times were difficult, yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always there in the forefront. Maana was mentioning about the battle of Hunain. We see that many people, it was a very difficult time. It was a time where the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum were caught in a situation where they were surrounded by the enemy. And the enemy were quite very good archers, and they lost many men, and many of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum not trying to flee, but trying to go back. And yet we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at this time, we mentioned that although the humility and the shyness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when it came to battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in the forefront. Maana, I think Ziyad is saying that we should...
I think Ziyad wants to go to the marketplace. Otherwise, the marketing department will be angry with him and with us that we're not giving time for the markets.
Maana, can we leave it there and continue
inshallah,
from there?
Inshallah.
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 Inshallah. As we mentioned, that if you have any input also on the program, don't be scared to call us. The number to call is 011-854-1548. Today it's too late, but inshallah from next week we will take in callers also. And you can call us on 011-854-1548. And we mentioned that this is not just information purposes. Whatever we learn here, let us try to put into practice. Inshallah will give us the tawfiq to practice whatever has been said so far. Ma, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak again to Maulana next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings to the end of today's episode. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Bam, and my engineer, Brother Ziyad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.